Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome in to the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, when you use promo code DNVR, new customers can make any $5 NBA pregame moneyline bet this week and get $150 in free bets if your team wins. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Welcome in to another fun Friday, Susie Show. I am Susie Hunter. We got super producer Kale making the show actually happen. And as you can see, I'm not at the bar. I am at, I've been calling my sister's house, the DNVR Delco Studios this week. I have so much FOMO because I am missing all of the soccer action. We've had so many fun game watches that I am missing. But like, unfortunately, I love my family and I have to like be in town for all this family stuff. Ugh, it's so lame. No, it's not. Is it? I don't know who's listening. Anyway, welcome. We have so much to talk about. There's actually some, you know, some baseball news, nothing too groundbreaking, but we got some stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about free agency. We're going to talk about a new guy that the Rockies have picked up this off season and some news about him. We're going to talk about all the hot stove rumors. We're going to talk about Spotify Wrapped. We just have so many great things to get into. But first, we should talk about the breaking news as of this afternoon, just before we started the show. Kyle Freeland, it's official. He will pitch for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. MLB, the account on Twitter, posted about this. So some very exciting news. It's exciting to see some Rockies in the action representing their country. We're excited to see it. Listen, it's the off season, but it's really Aaron Judge season, according to all of everyone, according to all of the outlets. And I'm like, oh, according to all sports media right now, I'm like, yeah, including me, because I'm about to tell you about what's going on with Aaron Judge, because this is who everyone's talking about right now. But yeah, Jeff Passan reported that the Yankees made a big offer, 8 years, $300 million, allegedly. There were also rumors that the Dodgers had made him an offer, but there's no real evidence that he's even met with the Dodgers. But yeah, Passan also weighed in on the Dodgers' chances with Judge leading into Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know if Patrick got into any of this or not. If he did, I missed it. But he was on the Michael Kay show, and Jeff Passan was asked if LA was a threat in the market for Aaron Judge. And Passan said, if the market doesn't materialize the way Aaron Judge is hoping it would, the Dodgers could sneak in. Okay, we've got a comment already that says, please not the Dodgers. Yeah, like according to Jeff Passan, Dodgers are super unlikely unless something goes horribly wrong for Aaron Judge. But that's not to say that the Giants are still not a possibility, because right now the only teams it appears he's interacted with are the Yankees and the Giants. So still, the NLS is still not out of the woods yet on the Aaron Judge news, but we will see. I will say, okay, we're churning the rumor mill here today. It appears he removed the words New York from his Instagram bio. Some very sleuthy Instagram detectives found this, but it appears he changed his bio from Christian New York at All Rise Official to he's added a quote. He's taken out New York. He's added a quote. He's still a Christian. So that's what's going on with Aaron Judge. I guess Hal Steinbrenner is still very much a Catholic because it appears he met with the Pope. He appears he met with the Pope a couple days ago. So that's curious to see what he asked for. He asked for some prayers. All right. Some more free agent news, though. Actual things that have happened. Let's talk about those. Zach Eflin signed with Tampa. So the Phillies pitcher signed with Tampa. It's the largest free agent signing the Rays have ever done with someone who is not already on their team. So yeah, apparently he's getting 3 years for $40 million. He had opted out of his Phillies contract. And listen, this was the guy who was on the mound when the Phillies got back into the postseason. But yeah, he's had a lot of ups and downs in his career. Making it back in 2022 as a reliever was so important to him. So guy's getting paid now. I apologize for making this a Phillies podcast as always, but Callum Scott posted his Spotify Wrapped, but like his artist Spotify Wrapped. His listens doubled, and it was probably because of the Philadelphia Phillies, because his cover of Dancing on My Own, originally by Robin, was kind of the Phillies anthem. So listen, we didn't see those numbers when the Red Sox had adopted that song a few years ago. He went from 500 million to a billion listens this year. So pretty exciting stuff. All right. Speaking of the Red Sox, though, the Red Sox are the latest to add advertising to their uniforms. They unveiled a Mass Mutual patch. And guess what? Everyone hates it. Design wise, it's remarkably terrible. Do we have a picture of it? We might not. But yeah, it's really, there it is. As you can see, it's nothing to look at. If you're watching us on YouTube on the DNVR Sports YouTube page, I messaged Eric D-Line Weedham about this, and he said it looks like it's just a generic patch that they happened to put on it. I like that description because it's so, there's just so much blank dead space on this. It's so upsetting. It's so boring. But listen, they better use that money they get from Mass Mutual to sign some real good guys around Trevor Story, because they've got a lot of moving parts going on. A lot of moving parts. So some news that came out Thursday, I think it must have been after our show yesterday, but Gaylord Perry died. He was a great pitcher. He was actually the first pitcher. This is a fun fact that I did not know before this, but he was the first pitcher to win the Cy Young Award in each league. And also he and his brother Jim are the only pair of brothers to each win a Cy Young. So that's pretty crazy. The genetics on those guys. Nuts. So of course, you know, there's just been an outpouring of condolences, of different stories on social media. But this one was my absolute favorite. This is a great tweet from Sports Illustrated reporter Greg Bishop. This is so funny to me. So he wanted to post about this one and only text exchange with Gaylord Perry. I deserved the block. What did he do to get blocked? Let's take a look. So he texted him, "Mr. Perry, my name is Greg Bishop, and I'm a senior writer at Sports Illustrated. This is a very odd request, but I'm covering the Tokyo Olympics, and all we do here is spit into vials for COVID tests. Anyway, I was hoping to write a column on the art of spitting and thought you would make for the perfect interview. Any chance you would be up for it?" He goes, "LOL, no, thanks." He tries to write back. Haha, fair enough. Sorry to bug you. Not delivered. The man got blocked. This is hysterical to me. This is my favorite type of anecdote. Like, hey, I interacted with this very respected person and they hated me for good reason. So I thought that was pretty funny. Speaking of Sports Illustrated, we're going to talk about a great article about a guy that the Rockies picked up this offseason. But first, we got to let you know that all Colorado sports games are on at the DNVR bar with Game Sound. So come through, enjoy 15% off of your bill as a DNVR diehard. Diehards get discounts on tickets to Broncos tailgates and all of our events. And if you're not a member already, let me tell you get a free shirt at sign up, and every year after you get 20% off merch. Always you get 20% off all events. Diehards only Discord, it's popping. We share secrets, we spill the tea in there. And okay, get this too, even better, when you come to the bar, 15% off your whole tab. For some people, the way some of y'all drink, that's worth even more than a membership. Diehards, exclusive merch. You get an actual physical diehard card. When's the last time you had like a real card for something? You get premium content in your inbox. If you were already a member before we upgraded everything to diehards, you are automatically upgraded with that. We've got exclusive diehard only bonus podcasts, bonus content. We've already done some on the Rockies beat. Everyone's getting up to speed on that. We're going to offer exclusive discounts from select partners, and there is so much more to come. And listen, if you love DNVR, you are going to love Game Time too, because it is the hottest ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, shows, and more. So if you've ever dreamed of sitting in a seat you never thought you could, like the 50-yard line or courtside, maybe behind home plate, maybe floor seats at a Taylor Swift concert, pretty much anything is possible with the Game Time app. The biggest last-minute price drops can be found on seats you never thought you could buy, and you just won't find a better deal this season. Time to start thinking about spring training. You know, it's not too far away. It's not too far. It's almost February in my head. But yeah, you're going to get the lowest prices, absolutely, when you wait last minute on those last minute price drops. The bottom line is, if you love DNVR, you're going to love Game Time. And the best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description of this podcast. Join over 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and score the best seats to all of your favorite events. All right, we got to talk about an article in Sports Illustrated that dropped yesterday by Emma Bachelieri. I love this. So it's about Brent Suter, who is the guy that the Rockies picked up on waivers earlier this offseason. And from what we know, he's a real interesting guy. He's got a lot of personality. I can't wait to meet him. But another really important part of him is that he is a passionate environmentalist. Like, he studied this stuff in Harvard. So he's a smart guy too. But a whole article, it's part of their series about sports and climate change. I learned all about that too. But yeah, are we ready to roll this? Let's roll it. All right, joining the pod now is Emma Bachelieri. She is a staff writer for Sports Illustrated. Emma, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. You wrote such a great story on Brent Suter, who is a guy we've been talking a lot about lately here in Colorado, because the Rockies picked him up on waivers. But you wrote this great story about his environmental efforts. What was it like just chatting with him? Because we know that he's a guy with a lot of personality.
Yeah, he's someone, as I'm sure, as you mentioned, you know, you've been talking about him a lot. I'm sure fans already know that he's someone who's a lot of fun to watch, both on the field and in the dugout, whenever you can get glimpses of who he is as a person. But yeah, he's just a really great guy with a great sense of humor. And he's also really passionate about the environment and doing stuff to protect the earth. And so that's what I was chatting with him about, you know, the work that he's done over the last couple of years, both kind of large scale with you know, initiatives at the ballpark and in Milwaukee when he was with the Brewers, but also like small things in terms of the conversations he had with teammates about stuff like, you know, getting rid of single use plastic in the clubhouse and kind of getting guys on board in a way that's not like a big preachy thing, but just kind of like, hey, this is really important to me. Like, can we try to get some stuff going here in a way that's, you know, not anything huge, but just like these small everyday changes. And yeah, he was really great to chat with and had a lot to say about, you know, why this matters to him and why it's such a big deal.
Yeah, I know. I mean, a lot of people care about the environment, of course, but I feel like he doesn't just talk the talk. It seems like he walks the walk too. Like he, from your story, I learned, you know, he has the water bottle and his teammates started asking him about it. He's got containers that he brings with him on the road. Like that's just like another step that we don't normally see. Like everyone's got a water bottle with them at all times, but to bring like containers with you on the road, that's so different to me.
Yeah, no, he, I think, really seems to think about it in kind of all aspects of his life, you know, drives an electric car, tries to minimize, you know, travel whenever he can in a way that's more, you know, carbon friendly and thinking about emissions. He studied environmental science in college. He went to Harvard, really smart guy, and has just been really passionate about this ever since in terms of just like whatever steps he can take in his everyday life, whether it's something small, like, you know, making sure he's not using plastic water bottles or, you know, just bringing those food containers so he doesn't have to use disposable material, you know, anywhere he's at, to bigger things like thinking about legislation and kind of doing bigger projects. Like he really seems to embrace it in just a lot of different areas.
Yeah, like even like taking quick showers, like that's, I love the earth, but I'm like, I don't think I could take a quick shower to save my life. I hate to say that, but if his teammates are noticing just how fast he can rinse off after a game, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, that's, I'm the same way. I could not do a super fast shower, but I thought that was so funny. And that was one of the things I enjoyed about doing this piece was just like asking teammates, when you think of Brent and his environmental stuff, like what is the thing you think of? And more than one person was like, oh my god, his showers are so fast, like he cares so much about saving water, which is, it's cool that, you know, he has so many things, so many areas he thinks about it in, that, you know, for all of his teammates, it's something that's like, you, they could all name multiple things they thought of that were more than just like he always has a water bottle, and that was one of them.
Yeah. It seems like he will be missed in Milwaukee, not just for his personality, but, you know, he led so many sustainability efforts at the ballpark in Milwaukee itself. I kind of hope he takes that with him to Colorado.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't talked to him since he got picked up on waivers, but I think knowing how passionate he is about this and, you know, how much he did in Milwaukee with like the recycling cups at the ballpark was a big one he got going. A urban garden that he's helped start not far from the ballpark, just all of the work that he did there, I would be surprised if he doesn't try to do something when he's, you know, in Colorado, just because it is something that's so important to him.
Yeah, tell me more about this series that you guys have going at Sports Illustrated about these environmental related stories.
Yeah, so it's part of the whole package we've been doing. Like this was the only story I did, but some of my coworkers have done stories about how, you know, the environment and changing climate affects sports as a whole, which, you know, there are some pretty big issues there. We did one on like winter sports in areas where it's getting warmer and it's harder to have, you know, the weather conditions that you need to do an outdoor sport in the winter. Some other stuff about, you know, initiatives that teams and leagues are doing that obviously these are really big, complex issues, and just like one team or one league can only do so much when you're talking about the like large scale issue of like, you're flying a lot as a professional sports team, you just have a lot that you're consuming and putting out there. But there are ways that, you know, different teams and leagues are trying to find creative solutions to either cut back or to make adjustments in ways that can, you know, either be modeled by other groups or just make changes where they can. So yeah, just like a whole range of stories that some have already come out, some will be coming out in the weeks to come, about how the environment intersects with sports and what different athletes and teams are doing about that.
I love it. All right, Emma, tell us where we can follow you on social media and where we can follow your work so everyone knows what you're up to.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Emma Bachelary. All of my work is on Sports Illustrated and SI.com. Also on Instagram at Emmy Batch, and yeah, looking forward to going through the rest of the offseason and finding more stuff to write about.
I love it. Emma, thank you so much for joining. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's such an interesting series, too. I know I wanted Kale to come on and talk about it, but apparently it's too loud in the studio back in Denver because we work with crazy people. But yeah, environmental issues, climate change, that affects his skiing. I wish we could talk about it. It's fine. We'll be fine. Listen, we got to talk about, okay, so something else that happened today. Hensley Mullins, the Rockies' new hitting coach, appeared on MLB Network's Hot Stove this afternoon. And really the big topic of conversation was the origin of the nickname Bam Bam, which is a great nickname for the dude who's going to be coaching how to hit. I love this. So he went through the story. Forgive me if we've already done this little tale on our podcast, but Bam Bam, that nickname dates back to when he was like 15 or 16 playing softball with his friends in Curacao. That's where he's from. So he had signed with the Yankees out of Curacao when he was 18 years old. And, you know, when he was young in that organization, he had to fill out one of those questionnaires, like the fun fact one that Tyler Kinley filled out with the Minnesota Twins. And then everyone thought he was related to President William McKinley. So anyway, Bam Bam, he filled it out and saw like the nickname thing. And he was like, I don't really have a nickname. So he just left it blank. He was not going to talk about this. But then whoever was checking it was like, come on, Hensley, like you have to have some kind of nickname. And he was like, well, actually, my friends back home call me Bam Bam. So then they wrote that down and it has just stuck with him for life. So that's pretty fun. That's pretty fun. All right. Speaking of hitting, Cody Bellinger has been spotted taking swings with the Holidays. So there's a tweet that went out about Bellinger hitting at Oklahoma State with Jackson Holliday and Matt Holliday. And I think we have some video of this. I think we have the tweet. Maybe we do. Maybe we don't. But pretty exciting. Pretty interesting. So I guess apparently last year, Matt Carpenter did the same thing in the offseason. So Carpenter, like Bellinger, does not live in Oklahoma. Carpenter lives in Fort Worth, but he had texted. Oh, here we go. Here's the video of him hitting. So he's working on some stuff. So Matt Carpenter last season kind of had an issue going on where he knew that something's wrong, felt like something was mechanical, talked to a bunch of people trying to figure out what was going on. So he had texted Matt Holliday to see if he would be able to help him up at the school and look at his swing. So Holliday accepted and actually said like, oh, you know, like even just watching him on TV, I noticed like something was going on with his swing. It was devolving. But yeah. There was a whole story in the New York Post about Matt Carpenter's rebuilt Yankees swing came with the help of new eyes. So now those eyes are on Cody Bellinger. Keep in mind, Matt Holliday is now the bench coach for the Cardinals. So, I mean, if they're getting too close, who knows what's going to happen? I don't know if that bodes well for the Rockies. We will see. All right. Speaking, we're going to bring it back to the NL West. Miguel Castro is back in the NL West. So this is all 8 years after the Troy Tulowitzki trade. We get to see Miguel Castro again in our division. So the Diamondbacks have agreed to a one-year deal with the free agent right-handed pitcher. So that was reported by Robert Murray of FanSided via Twitter. Do you remember the timeline? In 2015, the Rockies traded Troy Tulowitzki and LaTroy Hawkins to the Blue Jays in exchange for a bunch of guys, including Miguel Castro. So then he was traded to the Orioles a couple years later. Then he was traded to the Mets. So he's kind of been around a little bit, but now he's back in the NL West for apparently 1 year, $3.5 million. We're going to get into some more Hall of Fame news, but first we got to talk about American Raptors. You know we do. Listen, this rugby club is composed of crossover athletes who just ended their first season at 5-5, which is pretty good for former athletes coming together for the first time and putting their skills to the test. If you haven't heard of American Raptors, they are Rugbytown USA's newest rugby team. The American Raptors are athletes who have competed at the highest level of their respective sports, coming from backgrounds in football, basketball, baseball, wrestling, soccer, track and field. Listen, these guys have all of the skills to excel at the game of rugby. And the best thing about hitting up American Raptors, it is absolutely free. So head over to AmericanRaptors.com, grab your free ticket for the upcoming season. And if you can't make it, AmericanRaptors.com streams all of those games from their website. So check it out. And even better, our guy Colton Strickler has it all covered for you on the weekly DNVR Rugby podcast. So hit that subscribe button. If you didn't get the ticket you wanted as an elite athlete, check out those opportunities at Infinity Park. Rugby might just be your next ride. So follow him, follow the DNVR rugby account to keep up with all the latest news. And if you don't know anything about rugby, you can learn all about it with Colton's 101 rugby podcasts. He's also got exclusive interviews with athletes and coaches and provides betting advice on Super Rugby. You know we love betting. DNVR will also have watch parties for all of the matches next year and swag and ticket giveaways when matches start back up. You know we love it. All right. And things we love. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL, is our go-to when betting the NFL this season. So right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. So check this out. Everyone can earn up to 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same game parlay, combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, whatever. And the more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. Now you can also jump over to that soccer season business. And you know, there's a lot of games going on. You've seen our schedule at the bar, but listen, the bottom line, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use code DNVR, place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do, only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Please see the show notes for more details. All right, we got some Hall of Fame news. Kind of, a little bit. A recent Denver Post article says Todd Helton belongs in the Hall of Fame, according to some guys who know what they're talking about. So Patrick Saunders chatted with some Hall of Famers, Trevor Hoffman and John Smoltz. And he got some good quotes out of these guys. So Trevor Hoffman said, honestly, I have no hesitation putting Todd in the Hall of Fame. He was a nemesis for me personally. Those are some strong words. John Smoltz said, Todd belongs because he was an elite hitter, like a Tony Gwynn or a Larry Walker. So this is coming from a guy who's in the Hall of Fame himself. But yeah, we got to remember, Helton finished his career with a 316 average, 2,519 hits, 369 home runs, and almost every eligible candidate who has numbers like that has been elected to the Hall of Fame. So speaking of Hall of Famers, Larry Walker, first of all, his birthday was yesterday. Happy belated birthday. Happy Sag season. Like, of course, Larry Walker is a Sagittarius. But listen, Larry Walker's former mansion in Colorado is for sale again. He doesn't own it anymore. Someone else had bought it. But the pictures are stunning, which is why you have to be watching us on the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube. But it is just nestled in the mountains. This is an 8-bedroom 13,452 square feet with incredible views. This absolutely show-stopping staircase in the entryway. The owners who have had it since Larry Walker had it have made a bunch of upgrades. You know, they've modernized it a little bit, but they've also added things like a wine cellar, a sauna, a library, a gym, a home theater. That wine cellar is nice. That sauna is looking real nice. Okay, this is gorgeous. You can fit so much wine in there. So, hundreds of bottles for sure. There's a game room. Just absolutely incredible. But yeah, this thing is going for about $4 million. Casual. Super casual. Kale, is it still loud? Too loud in there? Or is it still too loud for you to comment on this beautiful home? Oh, we've got Kale.
What's up? Sorry if the music is too loud. This house is insane. I also think it's like in my hometown. I feel like I've seen this house before.
I think it's in Evergreen.
Oh, okay. There's a house very similar that's in like up on a hill in Castle Rock with like all these trees around it. And like it's got like a Rockies baseball, like a straight up like baseball diamond out back that looks over the Rocky Mountains. It's pretty unreal.
Oh, no, this is a different house.
Different house.
This is a different house. Yeah. No, there's no field. There's not even a batting cage at this house.
But look at that property.
I mean, it's still gorgeous. My God.
Look at all that greenery. How long do you think it takes to mow that lawn? Like 6.5 hours.
Yeah, not only do you need to have $4 million, but you need to have the budget for a really good landscaper.
True.
That is so much. It's so beautiful. I know I said I was going to keep this show to a tight 45. It's going to be a loose 30.
We love it.
It's going to be a loose 30, but you guys have the Nuggets going on, right? I can't believe you just left.
Yes, we do have the Nuggets going on. I thought you were kicking me out because you were ending the show.
No, not yet. Not yet. this is where it just gets loose.
Love that.
What time does the Nuggets pregame show start?
5:00. Come watch us. We're playing the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes. Let's go. I love it. I love it. I'm super bummed that I'm missing out on all the fun stuff happening at the bar this week. Like, you know, of course, I love a Nuggets watch party. I love my Friday afternoon clubs. I miss them. Ooh, hold on. Leandro popped in the comments. I didn't even see this. I'm so sorry. Cody coming to the Rockies, crossing his fingers. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not if he's getting too close with dudes who work for the Cardinals. I don't know.
It'd be cool if he came to the Rockies. I just don't really see the fit. Like, what I mean, other than it would gas his numbers up for 1 year, the Rockies aren't really competitive. I don't know why they would spend all that money on a contract for 1 year when he's going to go hit free agency and get really paid. I mean, it makes sense for Cody because Coors Field would gas up his numbers right before free agency. But for me, I don't really see why it makes sense from the Rockies' perspective because they're not going to be competitive next year anyway.
That's true. It would be, you know, maybe not the most efficient use of funds. I mean, I feel like it would be fun for Cody, though, like a completely no pressure team.
Oh, I mean, it'd be cool. Like watching Cody Bellinger and Chris Bryant hit bombs at Coors Field all season would be a blast.
I would love for either of them to hit a bomb at Coors Field.
Well, Chris Bryant still hasn't hit one, so...
It is infuriating that he hasn't. I will complain about this all off season. I love it. I hope it happens. I hope something happens. But you know, it is definitely happening. We've got a big soccer watch party on Saturday.
Tomorrow morning.
USA, Netherlands, 8 a.m. Colorado Rapids players will be there. And the bar opens at 6:45 a.m. So get your butts up early. Go watch some soccer. It's going to be insane. The bar has to be 21 plus, though. So unfortunately, it will not be a family establishment on Saturday. So bring your crazy besties and watch some freaking World Cup magic. World is spelled W-O-R-L-D. WRLD for copyright purposes.
It is the DNVR WRLD Cup.
So that'll be exciting. Are you going to be there, Kale?
No, I'm going skiing tomorrow.
You know what? Enjoy it while we have snow on this planet.
It's like actually like really rough. Like we seasons are already shorter than they were when I was a kid. It's like really like, yeah, it's kind of concerning.
Yeah, I know you were concerned listening to our interview with Emma from Sports Illustrated.
I was.
About climate change and how it is affecting winter sports.
It does. It is affecting winter sports, especially in places that have more of a mild climate, like places like New Mexico that traditionally have like really big snow seasons, like aren't really getting these huge snow seasons anymore. And so it's like massively impacted the ski industry there. Stuff like that.
Interesting. Is that why skiing in Colorado has just gotten so much more expensive?
No, that is because there's two monopolies that two companies that own everything in the United States of America. So Alterra and Vail like own everything and they just set prices where they want now.
That's scary. That's wild. That is wild. And that's why all of your income goes to skiing.
Yep. So anyways, thank you for listening to the DNVR skiing podcast.
Please keep listening to all of the DNVR podcasts so Kale can keep up with his expensive skiing habit.
It's true.
Listen, you guys want to listen every single day next week because winter meetings start on Sunday. Patrick Lyons, our very own, will actually be out there the whole time. He will be giving us all of the latest updates. He's going to be talking to Bill Schmidt. He's going to be talking to everyone. So we're going to find out so much. Next week is going to be eventful. Winter meetings are a whirlwind. I can't wait to see what happens. We'll have updates every single day. But I'll be back in Denver holding it down. So until then, we will talk to you later. But I don't know. What do they say about show closes? I don't know how to do one, so we will talk to you on Monday.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.